What's the best and worst kind of parents or parenting? Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living, live in our studio here in the headquarters of Intentional Life Media in Tucson today, where you're welcome to join us and join in with our discussion. I'll tell you what it's all about here in a moment. Welcome to our Facebook friends as well. Thank you for joining us on Facebook. Thanks for being a part of the, we're over here, right? Oh, on that camera. All right. Welcome to us, to you all from Facebook as well. You can give us a call at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. The worst kind of parenting, the most detrimental kind of parenting are the parents who are uninvolved and neglectful, parents who don't give a rip, frankly, and we see that sometimes. But I know you all are different. I know you care. And here's what we're going to do today, because we're helping parents today. We're going back to the roots of our ministry as we talk about parents helping parents. Here's the question. As a parent or grandparent today, if you could go back and talk to a younger you, remember that when the hair was different color, or maybe you had hair, I don't know. But talking to a younger you as a parent, what would you tell yourself? That would you tell another young parent coming up at that same point in life? Something you now know, a perspective that you'd like to add that would help a young parent coming up when they're at the stage right now that you're kind of looking back on as a maybe a parent with an adult son or daughter or as a grandparent today. All right, phone lines open. Let's go. 888-888-1717 is the number. Whatever stage you're in, you want to give some great input to a younger mom or dad coming up behind you. A younger you, what would you say? 888-888-1717. If you're new to Intentional Living, we have a 7-word mission helping you experience today parenting or your life as God intended, helping you experience life as God intended. And of course, we're talking parenting today. We want you to be the kind of parent that God intends for you to be, to raise those kids the way God intends. And you're going to be happier. God's going to get the glory. You're going to benefit. And you're going to hear some great stories today from people who are simply going to say, hey, here's one thing I'd pass along that I've learned that was helpful. Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. And let's get going here. Darren is first in Kansas. Darren, what's your one thing, my friend?
Make sure that you're always setting the example, because they're watching you all the time.
Yeah.
Little things like pulling up to a place and there's a homeless person, and I went inside to buy sandwiches for me and my daughter, and I came back out and I bought an extra sandwich and I gave it to the homeless person. And my daughter's like, what did you just do? And I said, I just gave him food because he looks hungry. And he's not begging for food, but he probably needed food and he was really thankful. And she remembered that. Now she's 23 years old and I'm driving out to her in Denver and setting that example, that leading, that they're watching you, so you don't have to teach them by talking, but you're teaching them by that what they're seeing you do.
Right. That includes everything from, did you get too much change back at the store? Did you pay the bill on time? How do you talk about people? Kids are great recorders. They pick everything up, don't they? Like sponges, yeah. You know?
And that's like walking out of the store with something and you didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
Walking back into the store and paying for it and saying, I walked out with this. I came back in and I need to make a payment because I didn't pay for it.
That's right. I remember that. You said you're on your way to go visit your daughter right now?
Yes. I have a van full of her stuff. She's getting a new apartment in Denver, Colorado. And I'm traveling from Melbourne, Florida.
All right. Well, you be safe on the road there today. And when you get there, give that daughter of yours a big hug, because you sound like you've been a good dad and got her set up right for life. Hey, listen, you know, what we do makes a difference. If you could go back to a younger you, what would you tell yourself as a parent? What would you tell a younger parent following behind you today? One thing. Hey, listen, we just got some great advice from Darren. Live it. Be an example. Kids see right through you. Listen, they're way beyond the words that you speak. They're perceptive today. They get it. They know what's going on. So live it. Don't just preach it. Join us, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I'm a subscriber of the Intentional Life series, and I've gotten so much information that has helped me through this past year. Our daughter just recently decided to move out with her boyfriend, and I'm learning how to love her. She's still in the home and will be moving out the end of the year. And I just love her every day and let the Holy Spirit guide me in what to say and what to do. I just go by that passage in Corinthians that says, love always hopes and it always believes. And if you always hope and you always believe that the Father who loves you loves your child even more, that will get you through, and I think it'll make a big difference in their life. Thanks, Dr. Randy. Bye.
You're very welcome. Welcome to Intentional Living, our center where we focus on one thing, and that's helping you, really encouraging you, mentoring, cheerleading, applauding, jumping up and down, being excited, and equipping on this thing of living your life the way God intended. Why? Two big things. One is God gets the glory, and here's just a secret. You get the benefit. You know, I find that when people follow God's intention, that they benefit. And that's true for you as well. All right, we're talking to parents today. What would you tell them? Being real, right? 888-888-1717 is my number. I'd love to have you join us. Be a part of the show. Let's go. Sheila in Michigan. Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Hi, how are you today?
Good, good. What's your one thing?
So my one thing would to tell myself, just to be patient. I was a single mom of two busy boys. Their dad, he's in their life now, but he wasn't when they were little. And just to tell myself to be patient, that enjoy their time while they're little. And my oldest is going to be a senior next year, so the time goes by faster
than
what you think.
Yeah, be patient. Be patient. Something you learned as the years passed, Sheila?
Yes.
So did you say your son is going to be a senior or is a senior?
He's going to be a senior next school year.
Wow. It does go by fast. Wait until you get grandkids. All right. Great advice. Be patient. Write it down. Parents, free stuff for you today. I mean, this is all free here for you. Wisdom from people been there. Leanne, wisdom and many counselors, right? Leanne is in, I'm not sure where Leanne is. Where are you calling from, Leanne?
I'm calling from Pocahontas, Arkansas.
Well, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic. Appreciate your call. What have you learned? What's your one thing for parents you want to pass along?
Well, you know, just remember that even if your parents, because me and my parents didn't have a very good relationship growing up, even if your parents had made mistakes, you got to remember that when we make mistakes, we don't see that they're actually mistakes until later on, until after it's done.
Yep.
You know, so we can't hold a grudge against something that somebody done because they didn't even know that they did it wrong. Now, always tell them, hey, I don't think that this was right. I think it was wrong. And always tell them that you love them. You know, as a parent of myself, I have a 7-year-old. And I look back on it, I listen to your show every day, and I take everything and I write it down and I listen to it, and
wow,
I always take
you.
It back to your other family.
Good.
I take it and I look at it myself. Man, you know, that really touched me today because that makes me look at myself and see what I'm doing wrong. How can I improve myself with my 7-year-old? I don't want to be the parent to my 7-year-old that my mother was to me. You know, so make changes. That doesn't mean hold a grudge, like I said. You know, forgive them because, like I said, they don't know that they're mistakes until after the fact.
That's right. And I think that this is true, too. When we look at our parents, maybe you were raised in an imperfect home with imperfect parents. And I know that there's times when, boy, that can become a huge problem. But many times these are just people, too, and they're raising us, and they make mistakes, learning to forgive, not carrying those kinds of grudges and resentment into the next generation. But like you're saying, what you're saying, Leanne, is learning to be free and do it better and keep doing it better and keep learning and keep growing.
Yes, and forgive.
Yeah.
You know, me and my mom, we still to this day, we don't have the perfect relationship. I talk to her maybe once a month. Because of that, you know, she still continues to make the mistakes, and I've pointed them out, hey, I don't like this. I don't agree with this. Yeah. So I don't want it to be continued. I don't want my daughter to see what she is doing is an okay thing. So I try to stop and say, hey, you know, I've got to set boundaries to be positive about things, you know. And, you know, it's kind of hard because you think, well, my goodness, I'm an adult. I shouldn't still be living this way, even in adults. We still make mistakes because we don't think they're mistakes until after we see it.
That's right. Listen, a lot of wisdom coming out of Arkansas today.
Yes, and I do want to say this, you know, I listen to your show off of the Family Life Radio app.
Yes.
And I love that station. That station has, I've been listening to it for maybe 2 months now, and I can't listen to any other station. I turn it on, I don't like it. I turn on Family Life Radio, and it's just, it gives me so much more positive attitude. I feel so much more better. I come home, I tell my family about it. I'm excited. Even my daughter last night, I turned the radio on, and she's like, Mom, call them, you know, because they're wanting to hear the joy report. And I called them, and then they didn't call back, and I told her, we'll try again. And it just makes me so happy that my daughter can listen to the same thing that I'm listening to and get excitement from it.
That's terrific. How'd you find the app?
I was actually just scrolling through because I've gotten back into church, and I was actually looking for worship and praise songs with lyrics so I can get back into the choir with my church. And the app just came up, and I ended up listening to all kind of different stations and Family Life Radio, you, and then the Focus on the Family, and then some of the singers and all the people that come up there and say what, you know, their joy reports and their prayers. It just drew me to it. And I was like, I can't stop. There's days that I don't get to listen to my radio. And I know that I feel weird because I don't have it. I'm missing something every day.
Fantastic. Listen, you keep listening. You keep building into the lives of those kids. You let that app keep bringing you Family Life Radio. And that's the beauty. Anywhere in the world, people are listening online, in addition to our terrestrial radio stations and our podcast. So we're glad you're part of the family, Leanne, there in Arkansas. God bless you. Appreciate it. We're talking parenting today and hearing from parents who are sharing like a perspective on if they could go back and share something with a younger parent, what would it be? Danielle is in Michigan. Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What would you share? What's your one thing?
The one thing I wish my younger self would have done as a parent is to make the time. We all have different schedules. I'm a realtor, so with me, my schedule is a little bit throughout the day. And I wish I would have reversed it a little bit and spent and made the time, schedule the time.
Yeah,
that's an appointment that you put in, but make the time to put your child there.
How old are the kids now?
She's a sophomore, doing amazing. She's getting inducted to NHS, but in hindsight, I wish I would have not allowed my clients to take over my schedule as much as spend more time with her in the younger self.
Mm, good reminder. Listen, parents, Danielle just hit the bell for the, I think the best advice for any of us is just, we got to be present. We got to be there. These other things that we do are all really important, our attitude and forgiveness and so on. But if we're not present, we can't even do that. And present doesn't mean just your body's there. It means your mind and your heart's there. I've got to admit, when our kids were younger, I was busy. I was in school. I was working at my master's and my doctorate. I was busy with the ministry. I was busy doing things. I look back, and my wife and I have talked about that. I wish I'd been more present. Of course, when you're there in the middle of it, it seems different, right, than when you look back. I think there is something about the opportunity to look in the rearview mirror and learn. So these thoughts that are being shared with you all as young parents today are coming down the trail from those who've been there, been exactly where you are today. As you start to continue to build the kind of life that you want and need, to be the kind of person that God intends for you to be as a parent. All right. Thank you, Danielle from Michigan. Let's go. Let me see here. Jerry is in Arizona. Hi, Jerry. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Randy. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. What's your one thing?
Well, my one thing is not being so selfish. My story is I was born in L.A. into the streets. My mom was a heroin addict. Like, long story short, from the time I was 6 days old till I was 18, I was in 31 homes. I've been to prison. My mom used to love me. She would burn me. And like, long story short, I found a lady when I was 15. I ended up marrying her when I was 19. She was a Christian woman, and I was selfish. I could have put down the bottle. I could have put down my anger. I could have been down nothing. Every Christmas, every birthday, I hid in the bedroom drunk. Now that I'm 51 years old, I have Jesus in my life because of this show, mostly. Everyone tells me you just need to learn self-esteem. I've learned that God loved me all this time. I didn't know it.
Right.
My selfishness caused trauma on my family. Now that I'm a grandfather, I feel like maybe I could be a father now because myself is out of the way and God is running the show. So all I can say is for anybody who's traumatized by the child from what their parents did you, Psalm says, when your mother and father forsake you, the Lord will take you up. But that doesn't mean just that. He will mold you. I've been a wet piece of clay, and he has been molding me for a while. I wish I would have done it a long time because I wasted so many years of heartache. Yeah. I praise God for the happiness I have now because it's not me. And that lady who says that she doesn't hear your radio every day, pick up the Bible. Read it every day. It makes a difference.
Mm. Hey, listen, Jerry.
I would do that again. If I could, I'd read the Bible every day.
Hey, listen.
My kids are traumatized because of me.
Hey, brother, listen. God has done a work in your life. And you said you're 51. If God tarries and if he sustains, you got a lot of years ahead, brother. And you've got an opportunity. Listen, this, I want to speak to you, man to man, brother to brother. You've been places I've not been. You've experienced things I've not experienced and probably likely didn't want to experience. I understand that. But you know what? You bring to the table of life opportunities to minister to people that I probably can never reach and your neighbors can never reach and other people can never reach. And so every day we get up, this is why intentional living is about the power of today. What one thing am I going to do today to bring glory to God and benefit to my life and my family to experience life the way God intended today? And you've experienced freedom. And it's a reminder to every person listening, you could have been at the bottom of the barrel of life, just like Jerry. But God got a hold of his life. Listen what he did. He admitted the fact that he's really been a mess up. And yet God did the fix-up, right? He did the healing and the restoration in his life. And Jerry, we got people all over the country going to be praying for you, brother.
For so many years, only thing I can relate to is anger.
Yeah.
You know, I want to cut that tongue out of my mouth because it doesn't tell it what my heart feels.
Yes. Dave, are you plugged into a good church?
Oh, yeah, I'm very well plugged
all right.
into a good church.
That's good.
I'm actually going to school to become a prison minister.
Wow. Wow.
And I've never would have done that before, but I listen to your show every day, and I know I don't have much to bring to the table. But, you know, Jesus came to serve. He even washed the feet of the guy that turned him in to have him crucified. You know, and Paul writes about that thorn in his flesh. And this is my thorn in my flesh to keep me humble. I got to keep focused on Christ.
And as you do, you're going to have, listen, the impact you're going to have in that prison. You know, I'm not able to do that. I mean, I'm happy to. I've been in prisons. We've done ministry in prisons. But you've got the story. You've got the opportunity to touch the hearts. Hey, listen, man, hang on. I want Stephen here to grab your address if it's okay. I want to send you a copy of a book I wrote called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. And it's a book that reminds us that our emotions can get hijacked. And Satan will try to camp in those. He'll try to camp in those failures in your life. And every time you mess up, he's going to say, see, there it is. There you are again. There's the old you. And Satan will love to do that in your life. Don't let him. God bless you. Let's take a break. That's a lot, isn't it? That's fantastic. That's why we're here. I'm ready to go home. Oh, we got 10 more minutes. I'll be back. Don't go away.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Mother's Day is almost here, and Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now, you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, when you do that, you are a difference maker today. And I hope you will. 888-888-1717 is sort of the magical number here at Intentional Living. You can talk to Stephen, to talk to me when I'm here on the air live. You can press number 2 during business hours, West Coast, and talk to our staff. And of course, online, we have all sorts of helpful resources for you at our Intentional Living Center by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. That was a really cool call, wasn't it, Jennifer? I mean, there's Jerry listening somewhere around Arizona, and God got a hold of his life and changed his life, and he's got some fantastic opportunities in the future to use that for God's glory, doesn't he?
That's so powerful, and he's been through the trenches. Many of us have,
yeah.
But God lifted him up, and look at his life now. He's completely changed his life.
That's right.
And you can, too. I mean, that's... I just love listening to people's testimonies.
That's why we're here. All right.
Bless you, Jerry.
John in Florida. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing, Doc?
Good. What have you learned? What's your one thing on parenting?
Gosh, it's something I tell people today that I look back in life. I'm 62 now. My wife and I had children later in life. So my kids really didn't have a support system of a grandfather or a grandmother around to help. But one thing that I didn't do is we were so busy in life. We were building businesses. What I didn't, going back to what Danielle said, spending time is big. But I think when you're spending the time, I didn't teach them things like things that I was doing, like building things, cutting things, checking power on things, just things that today I'm going back at him being 23 and trying to teach him how to plumb something or how to check a battery or just little things. I mean, yeah. The laundry, cooking something, but we get so caught up and busy in our life that we forget to take the time, or we don't think it's necessary, and it's really important.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that verse that talks about training up a child in the way they should go, and I know that we teach that from a real spiritual perspective, but there's also the reality that we need to train our kids about life, about getting along in life, about paying bills, about budgets, about relationships, about what God's intention is when it comes to work and all these things.
Yeah, we just get caught up in life. Everybody's so busy now that everybody just wants to get it done quick.
Yeah.
And it's easier to just do it yourself rather than taking that twice as long or three times as long and teaching your child how to do it also. And I think most people do that, and I don't think the kids are learning what we know. We need to pass it along.
Powerful. Good reminder. Thank you, John. Appreciate your call from Florida today. Let me go to Tricia in New Mexico. Hey there, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. What's your one thing?
Well, I have to say I so appreciate your station. I listen to it all the time. It's so uplifting, the music.
Yes.
Everything about it. So it's been very helpful to me because I've been struggling. But I am 75 and have two children. They're married and one grandson. And I've heard people talk about time and how important that is. But it is just so precious and goes by so fast. And when you're going through struggles with kids, crying baby, or they're sick, or they've got some issue at school, or whatever it is, that passes, you know. It's important to be with them and help them through because that time's going to be gone.
Yeah.
And 3 years ago, we didn't know COVID was going to hit, but we moved to Santa Fe to be closer to our grandson because we were realizing he's growing and the time's going to be gone. And we didn't want to just see him a couple times a year. We wanted to be here all the time. So
was that a good decision?
Oh, yes. And Santa Fe is okay. It's not the place I choose to live, but I'm so grateful to be here.
Yeah. Now, how old is your grandson?
He is just He will be, he'll be 15.
15.
So, yeah. So, I traveled back and forth from Colorado to be here a lot, but we just realized we were missing out on a lot of special things. Like today, he has a lacrosse game, and I can be there. So, it's important. It's important to be at all those things, and especially when you're going through those struggles, to remember, you know, they're going to grow and they're going to go to college and get married, and you know, and our children still. They're married, both married, and you know, our son lives in New York, but they still get together and they make time to get together. And I hope that's because we've, you know, just nurtured our family. And I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, I'm glad that that's important for them, too. So
it sounds like you've done a great job, and we're glad the radio station's walking with you through some challenges you're facing today. And I know the music, I like you, find a lot of encouragement and more hope when I hear the music and I'm uplifted in the truth of the worship songs. And then we get a chance to come on the air and talk a little bit like this with Intentional Living and bring this message to life that we teach. We're Intentional Life Media. Our mission is very clear here. I mean, for me, it's just a 7-word thing. I mean, I just tell people we want to help you live life as God intended. That's it. And when you do that, all the other things kind of fit into place where they need to go. Your finances, what's God's intention for your money? Your relationship, what's God's intention for your relationships? What about my work? Well, what is God's intention for work? When we understand those things and we apply them to the decisions we're making, that's the intentional living process. We talk about making decisions, doing the next right one thing, and then decluttering your life. If you haven't been to one of our conferences, we go into great detail on how you actually play that out and do that in your life. And that's why we're here. And thanks to the support of so many people who, frankly, we couldn't do it without your help. And if you want to be a part of this, come and join us. We'd love to hear from you. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Secondly, we're going to stay here for another half hour. We're going to record what you're going to hear tomorrow, because I can't be in the studio tomorrow. And so if you want to call, we'd want to hear your story. What's your one thing for parents? You know how it's going here. Join in the discussion. We'll get it recorded, and you can hear yourself tomorrow as you call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Speaking of time with the family, we're going to our granddaughter Kinsley's basketball game, her last basketball game for eighth grade on a hard bench. It's a hard bench, okay? But we're there because we're faithful grandparents. All right, gotta run. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.